As the U.S. nears 400,000 confirmed COVID-19 deaths, essential workers who can't work from home struggle to stay safe. Deborah Berkowitz is a former chief of staff and senior policy advisor for OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. She served in the Obama administration, and she's also the Worker Health and Safety Program Director for the National Employment Law Project. Deborah, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. So your career encompasses work with unions that represent frontline workers like grocery employees and meatpacking workers. As you look out over this blue-collar and white-collar landscape, what concerns you the most?
What keeps me up at night is that still, you know, 9 months after the beginning of the pandemic, that there are still no specific requirements that, as a nation, every business that has employees has to implement to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. So among meatpacking, poultry workers, you see it in supermarkets, you'll see it in other retail stores, you're still seeing the spread of COVID-19 among workplaces.
Well, Debbie, to your point, last spring we heard a lot about viral outbreaks in workplaces like meatpacking plants, and the Trump administration actually intervened back then. Those employees became essential workers, and companies said they would actually institute precautions and restrictions. Did they actually do that on any scale, or did we take our eye off the ball?
Oh, this administration totally took its eye off the ball and completely failed to protect workers. The Secretary of Labor under President Trump, Eugene Scalia, decided there'd be no requirements and just let employers do what they want to do voluntarily. Some of the plants put in these flimsy plastic barriers between workers where there's like 500 workers in a big room working shoulder to shoulder that even the CDC said to them does not protect workers unless you have social distancing 6 feet apart. And I think what you saw, which is really stunning, is you saw the administration come in to protect an industry so that they wouldn't have to protect workers. I mean, time and time again, CDC weakened its guidance when the meat industry asked them to, so they could keep making a profit, but it spread like wildfire.
Well, OSHA, the agency that's in charge of keeping workplaces safe and healthy, is turning 50 this spring. It doesn't sound like there'll be too much time for celebrating. What does the agency need to do right now to make workplaces safe from the spread?
That's a great question, because OSHA has been AWOL. I have to say, I helped run that agency for 6 years. And at the beginning of the pandemic, in the middle of March, when I got calls from meatpacking workers, healthcare workers, I said, just call OSHA. And OSHA actually told workers, there's nothing we can do. We're not inspecting. I mean, usually OSHA during the last 9 months would have done 10,000, maybe 20,000 inspections. They did a couple hundred.
Sounds like you're waiting for this new presidential administration for any changes to take place and therefore a new OSHA. But time is of the essence. What do workers need right now?
So workers really need to have employers follow the basic CDC guidance of, you know, social distancing, masks, notification when there are cases. And also they need to be able to speak up when they know that there are unsafe conditions and not be retaliated against. You know, the bottom line, I think what you find out in this pandemic and the public should realize is worker safety rights right now are really weak. And maybe this pandemic will cause us to rethink this ability of workers to protect themselves, which right now they really don't have.
Former OSHA Chief of Staff and advocate with the National Employment Law Project, Deborah Berkowitz, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me.